Hey folks, we at How Did I Get Here would like to congratulate our sponsors and friends, Strange Brew Loungeside, for winning 2014-2015 Austin Music Poll for Best Club Sound, Best Club to Play, and Best Live Music Venue. Congratulations, Scott, Casey, Carlos, Kates, Catherine, and everyone else at Strange Brew Loungeside. You want to find out what's happening at the best live music venue in the live music capital of the world? Simply go to StrangeBrewLoungeside.com and see what yourself what Austin's best venue has to offer. Congratulations, Strange Brew Loungeside. We love you. Let's get down.
And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
It's time for How Did I Get Here?
Alright, welcome to the show. Hi, I'm Johnny, I'm your host. Welcome to the first South by Southwest show of the South by Southwest festival season. Yes, I got to go to the Beats Delicious Festival yesterday, which was Sunday, March 15th at the gorgeous Stonehouse Villa in Driftwood, Texas. I'd like to thank Christina for having us out there. It was a great time. They had lots of local vendors, a photo booth, a bar. They were doing makeovers there. They had cupcakes. They had everything you want in a show. People hanging out, doing around. It was a gorgeous setting out in Driftwood. I want to thank Amy Langton and everyone at Beats Delicious, Taylor, Breezy, Christy, and everyone else there that was so helpful and so nice. I got to tell you, I was really taken by the whole thing because when I got out there, I realized these guys put this festival together out of nothing, out of just the will to get these bands together to play, to let everyone see these bands from everywhere. There was Wild Adriatic from New York, my good friends, Angela Purley and the Howlin' Moons from Ohio, Topher Moore from Los Angeles, and Skinny Lister came in all the way from the UK and played. It was really great. So it made me feel like a long time ago when I came to South by Southwest, like people pulling something together to show these bands off. Like, hey, check out these bands. Isn't this cool? They weren't making any money. They were having suggested donations that went straight to the bands. And people were giving money, which was really nice. They had raffles. They were giving away stuff. The vendors were all really cool and gave their time. The volunteers were all really cool and gave their time. And it just felt very organic, and it felt very soulful, which was the antithesis of what I felt when I went by this McDonald's booth the other day here. So nothing against South by Southwest, but it was nice to see these ladies put together this festival just to show the world these bands. So that was great. I also got to hang out with Christy Olberding, who took photos of all the podcasts that I did. She's a great photographer. You get to see these photographs on the How Did I Get Here Facebook page. And also, you can find out about Christy Olberding if you live in Austin. You're looking for a graphic designer. She also made the poster. She takes great photos. She is at ChristyOlberding.com. I will put that on my on the Facebook page, and also it'll be in the How Did I Get Here page. But it's ChristyOlberding.com. Christy Olberding. Great photographer. You can check out the pictures at the How Did I Get Here Facebook page. You'll love them. All right. So I want to thank Amy Langton and everyone at Beats Delicious and Christy for doing the pictures, and all the bands for being so cool and sitting down, and Christina and Stonehouse Villas for providing such a gorgeous location for such a thing. We got to do these interviews in the bridal suite, which may add a level of sexuality to these interviews. All right, I'm going to be talking to Wild Adriatic, Angela Purley, and the Howlin' Moons, Topher Moore, and Skinny Lister. So for starters, we're going to have, for the third time on the show, Travis, Rich, and Mateo, New York's Wild Adriatic, who've just released a new EP called Never Enough. It's available now. They've been here in Austin for a month doing an Austin residency. They're about to head out on tour again next week and go back to New York. But it's been a pleasure having them here. I've gotten to see them play a few times, and I've loved every second of it. I believe wholeheartedly in this band. I think they're going to be a great thing. I'm glad that they have rock and roll out there, and they're bringing it to the people. You can find out what they're doing by going to wildadriatic.com. They're here all week doing a lot of shows. So sit back and enjoy my conversation with New York's Wild Adriatic. Let's get down. Wild Adriatic. Alone in a room with Wild Adriatic.
With a giant bed in it.
There's a bed.
Yeah. Have you guys played any South by Southwest shows yet?
No.
Or, no.
Not today.
Today's your first one.
Not this year, rather.
No, not this year.
Yes, today's number one.
Yeah. And you guys have been in Austin now for a little over a month?
Yeah, it's been awesome.
It's been really a lot of fun. Very productive.
Yeah. I've seen a couple of your shows at Empire Control Room. They were well attended. People were freaking out, and you played a bunch of new songs that I loved. Some songs off of your new EP, Never Enough, and then a song that I don't think is on there yet.
Oh, no, yeah, we played a couple new songs that aren't on there that we've been writing down here.
Yeah.
Just decided to try them out.
Yeah.
So you've had a productive time writing and recording and finishing up your EP.
Yeah, we finished up the EP right when we got down here, and now that's we have those in hand, and it comes out on the 17th. We've done a ton of pre-orders already.
That's Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's the day that this podcast comes out. You guys will be releasing your EP
it's
Never
out.
Enough.
It's
out today.
It's a celebration day.
Yeah, pick it up on the iTunes. It'll be available on Spotify. We had our Spotify conversation.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we're at the Beats Delicious Festival, which is going to be your first showcase of South by Southwest. How many showcases are you playing?
11.
11?
What's up? 11.
How many a day? I mean, like, what are the days?
It varies.
Tops is 3. We got one day where we play 3.
Whoa.
Tomorrow, yeah.
That's tomorrow, yeah.
Okay. So the second day you do 3. How does your voice hold up through those things?
Because,
I mean, your voice is always really good.
Thank you.
Holds up well.
I'll be all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We can't say no to stuff. We have a hard time being like, no. So I just say yes.
Is that true?
It's really, I mean, especially for shows, like, people want us to come play music, and they're either going to pay us, or there's going to be a bunch of people there that will buy merch or something. We need to go do that. And it's going to be really fun. We're going to dance.
Yeah. It's better than sitting at home.
Yeah, what the hell else are we going to do?
You're basically, it feels, I mean, does it feel like you're out on tour? Does it feel like you moved somewhere for a month?
Right now, it does not feel like regular tour.
Yeah, this week.
But it also doesn't feel like being at home, right?
No.
South by is totally different. It's going to feel way different than it has since we've been in Austin, though. It's like we've been living here. We've been chilling. Everything's been fairly calm. Then this week rolls around and, you know, things get crazy.
Yeah.
You guys are going to be as pissed off as everyone that actually lives here.
We feel like fucking all these people coming in, parking is ridiculous.
Yeah,
the street closes down. It's
goddamn tourists.
So people come to South by Southwest for a lot of different reasons, and a lot of times I find that under the circumstances where you can get the most out of South by Southwest seems to be when you're releasing a record.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because everyone's there, and you can kind of reach everyone in the press, and, you know, was that why you guys chose that time to?
Not really. It was random. It just lined up.
It just worked, and I mean, for us, South by is more about just like getting our face out there, and that's why we're playing 11 times. We want our name to be, you know, at the very least, someone's gonna remember that we played. Not that maybe they didn't see us, but they definitely saw our name.
Right.
Kinda like, who are these fuckers?
Yeah. they won't go away.
Well, you guys are playing your asses off. You have an official showcase, right?
Yes, indeed.
You want to say the date and time? Because that'll be tomorrow.
Yeah, our official showcase is Wednesday night, the 18th at midnight at the Trophy Club. Yeah.
The Trophy Club.
Yep. Trophy Room.
Trophy Room. Yeah. That's a place. There's all kinds of places that you noticed that weren't places 2 weeks ago that are now all of a sudden like the most happening venue in town.
Yeah.
We put a stage in our backyard, actually. So.
Did you? It does get funny. There are times. Let me ask you this. When you walk around South by Southwest, do you get inspired? Do you get depressed? Because there's like, I mean, it gets a little like, it beats you up after a while. Everybody's playing. Everyone's like trying to get heard. Everyone's trying to get noticed.
Like,
everyone's
trying to do this. There's a lot of bands. That's what makes me think. I'm like, there's a lot of bands.
I run the full gamut of emotions.
Okay. Tell him.
Well,
because I do too.
It's like, sometimes it's depressing to go to some of these awesome shows where there's like a huge stage and there's thousands of people and you're like, who is that band?
Yeah.
And I never heard of them. And then we go and we play in a garage for 20 people. But that's fine. Then sometimes I'm elated because I get to see like, I'm going to go see Spoon probably 3 times in 1 week for free, and that's amazing. And
yeah,
I
that
get
is
to
amazing.
Meet them, you know, just because like you get a badge, you can walk around, do whatever you need to do.
Yeah,
so
that's definitely going to change us for this year's. Last year we weren't official, so this year having the badges,
you don't have to sneak in anything.
Yeah.
Last year I had a badge, this year I don't.
No. Well, how is that possible? Johnny fucking Getty.
No, last year I was on a panel. I was a panelist.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And this year I'm not.
You should just show up to where the panelists collect their badges and just be like, "That's true. I'm Johnny Gowdy."
They must have left me off.
I'm Rick Rubin.
I'll wear a turban. He wears a turban.
Does he?
He did. I saw him once in real life across a crowded room.
Mm-hmm. I said,
"Look at that! Look at that dickhead in a turban!" And my friend Dan said, "That's not a dickhead. That's Rick Rubin."
I mean, just because you're Rick Rubin. You know.
Well, it was just weird to be like at a party with a turban and a white guy. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like one thing is like if you're a Sikh. I saw a Sikh today.
Did you?
Yeah.
How was that for you?
He was wearing a turban and like running shorts. It was weird.
My mom told me I look like a Sikh with my man bun. So yeah.
At least she didn't tell you assume you were a Hasidim.
Yeah.
Like me, all the time.
That's true. The other night, my friend Jed thought that Mateo was a Hasid. He said, "I want to go see your friends play." And I was like, "Who's that? You know, that guy that's a Hasid."
The Hasidic Jewish.
The Hasidic guy. Jewish Hasidic drummer. Of the hard rock American band.
You can't talk to him.
Known as Mateo.
Known as Mateo. So after South by Southwest, you guys are hitting the road in promotion for the new EP.
Yes.
And so tell me, where are you going?
We are leaving. We're doing the Northeast.
You guys are really making me work for this.
What? Are we?
I'm joking. I'm joking.
What is it? It's 1:45 in the morning.
We were friends before this interview started.
It's 1:45 p.m., which is the morning.
We're going to the Northeast, and we're going back home. We're going to play a bunch of shows, and then we're going out on tour to the Midwest. We're going to stay in like Illinois and Wisconsin and Indiana for a couple weeks.
Wow.
Playing some festivals and stuff, and we got some really cool shit happening.
And you guys do play a lot of festivals, right?
Not a ton, but yeah, that's like beginning to be more and more of our business now.
Festies.
You
know?
I could see you guys being a welcomed band on
really
a festival bill. Yeah,
great vibe. I mean, because you know how we are, like we just love to have fun and we love to hang out with people, so it's perfect. Those people at festivals are the best, you know, so much fun to hang out with, and just good people, so it's awesome.
Good. Any stories of Austin that you want to leave with your fans from How Did I Get Here?
Stories.
Okay.
Thank you for everything coming to our residency.
That's a good story, Rich. Thank you for everything.
That's going to be a little controversial of a story.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
I don't know if we can go with that. We shouldn't lead with that one.
Well, no. We spent a lot of time in between the half mile between our house and practice space.
We're pretty lame, actually.
Are you going to miss the practice space? Are you going to miss the house when you go?
I will.
I mean,
I'll miss the practice space. It was pretty bright. I won't miss that.
Oh, they have those windows that are eye level. Look
well,
like they're
I
on a
we
boat.
Had any
we didn't have any.
No. Sorry, lights that
yeah,
are.
Those, yeah, those. Yeah,
I hate those.
They're ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I call them windows because they look like boat windows.
Yeah.
Like ship
well,
windows.
I meant sound wise, it was a bright space. But, you know, it's funny. Something that frustrated me so much was just like when you go in the evening, it's very loud because, you know, that's what everyone practices. And we were trying to record at some points, and that was difficult. But.
Yeah, we'll
it's
show up at midnight. No one will be there, right? Everyone's there.
Everyone in Austin.
Go during the day is the key.
Yeah.
During the day.
It was nice to have a separate space to make music. Like at home when we practice, it's in Travis's basement.
Uh-huh.
And kind of like, you know, we're not the neatest of guys, but when we have like a separate space, it just makes it more like going to the office. Going
that's
to get
exactly,
done,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So we were much more productive.
Do you guys find, that's funny that you say that, did you find yourselves going there even without a specific reason to go there? You're like, oh, it's, you know. Noon. I should probably go put a couple hours in, something.
Yeah, every day we were there. Every day.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, but we did have a specific reason though, because we're just trying to write. So every day we have, you know, we have a specific reason to be playing now until our new record comes out.
When do you guys leave Austin?
The 23rd.
When is that? Next week.
Monday. A week from tomorrow. So. It'd be a bummer, man. I know.
I might have to move up to New York for a month.
I just saw your bottom lip curl.
The bottom lip curl.
Well, I absolutely love you guys as people and as a band. Like, you have all the right ingredients to be friends with me. Well, it's hard to be friends with cool dudes that are in a shitty band.
It's hard.
And,
I
make exceptions for shitty people that are in awesome bands, but they're hard to hang out with all the time. You guys are winners in all fronts. Thank you. I hope you've enjoyed your time as well. Is there anything that I'm missing that you guys want to talk about, promote? Just be sure today's the day. Never Enough is available. Get on the iTunes. Go to a show if you're here at South by Southwest. Go on wildadriatic.com, look at their tour schedule. They might be coming to a town near you, even if it's Indiana.
It could be.
Could be.
Wherever you are.
We're coming for you.
There we are.
I love you guys, and enjoy your South by Southwest. I will be seeing you from time to time. And in fact, next Saturday, I'm the host of the event.
Oh, perfect.
We're going to do this again. We are going to have to do it again.
Yes.
Can't get enough of you.
We're going to interview you this
time. Hey, just like the name of your EP, Never Enough.
Never Enough Johnny Gowdy is the rest of the title.
Okay. Yeah, let's work on that. We're going to have to do the reprints. Thanks, guys. All
right.
Wild Adriatic, man, we will be at the Merch Cat Indie Showcase at the Lucky Lounge this Saturday, March 21st, with Teen Commandments, Wild Adriatic, Sphinx, Iron Tom, and more. I will be there. I will be hosting it and doing some podcasts like I did at this show. Hopefully, there will be as quiet as an environment as there was inside the bridal suite, which I did enjoy. I want to thank Stonehouse Villas once again for having us. Christina was very nice and a gracious host there. And all right, so up next, Ohio's Angela Purley and the Howlin' Moons. Great conversation with these guys. You can find out all about them by going to angelapurley.com. They're from Columbus, Ohio. They've released 4 EPs since 2009, and they released an album called Hey Kid last year, which is a great, great album. They play very rock and Americana music, and she even played The Saw standing up. We talk about it in the interview. I saw them play. They were fantastic, and I enjoyed my conversation with them. I felt like we really hit it off. Really, I know that sounds goofy, but enjoy my conversation with Angela Purley and the Howlin' Moons right now. Great conversation. Let's get down. Come on, baby, give me something real. Show me how you really feel. You've been turning high and making me starve. Yeah. You and I, you know we are the same. All right, so I've been listening to you guys. Fantastic music. And then I saw this picture of you guys. Were you playing in Texarkana?
Yes.
A couple of days ago. Yeah. What? Do you guys have some kind of equivalent of Texarkana in Ohio?
Ooh, what would it be like?
Lima.
Lima, maybe.
Lima?
There's a lot of small towns.
You're from Columbus?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of places.
And you tour a lot up there, I saw. You play a lot around everywhere.
We play a lot in Ohio. Anywhere within like 9 hours, too. It's like, but okay. We definitely, a lot of Ohio shows.
How much, like, are you guys like full-time in this, or do you have day jobs? Or?
Yeah. My day job is kind of sending out press releases, of course, doing all that
working
kind
for
of
the
stuff.
Band.
So yeah, it's just the band. I'm very focused on the band. And then everyone else is pretty flexible and pretty freelance. go down the line.
Yeah. How long have you guys been playing together?
2009 the band started.
Okay.
Billy, the bass player, Chris Connor, guitar,
uh-huh.
Us three started. We've had a couple different drummers. Jeff's been in our band the last, like,
year in April.
Yeah.
Nice.
But he actually did some work on, he was our fill-in drummer for a year or more before that. He did some studio work on the last EP, the fourth EP we did, and then the last full length, he was the drummer on that, and he's going to be the drummer on the next one. So we've definitely been, you know, getting the chemistry together.
Yeah,
it's been official for a year.
It's been a good year. It's been really good for us.
That's great. So you said he's going to be the drummer on the next one. Have you started the next one?
We have.
It's actually almost finished.
Do you know when it will be available for release?
We're thinking it's going to be late fall. So
oh, wow.
That's what it seems like.
So yeah.
Hopefully it'll be done within the next month or two, but then you got to get the PR machine fired up and
right.
You know, and there could always be some last minute problem, you know. So
right. Do you guys have management, or do you handle all of this stuff?
We do. We self-manage.
You do it all.
Everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty normal now.
Yeah.
Like, unless you can't manage to wake up and get somewhere on time,
right.
Which seems like people aren't really like that anymore.
Right.
So if you're like that, you just can't make it.
It's, right. Yeah, you gotta know.
It can't just be Keith Moon anymore.
Yeah. Right.
You can try.
Yeah, I mean, Axel can't even be Axel anymore. Get away with it. Like, you know.
Yeah. 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 A lot of bands out there, so.
It's definitely a lot of hard work.
There are a lot of bands out there.
We try to be as professional as we possibly can be. You know, we respect everybody in the industry. We want to show up the venues on time. We don't want people to be nervous. You know, it matters to us to be professional.
Yeah.
Sure. That's good. You know, I've noticed, I mean, I've done this for a long time, and I've seen sort of this work ethic come through the musicians where you realize it's your business, it's your life, and if you really want to do it,
yeah,
you do have to show up and like be good.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
It's a job.
Yeah, it is a job. Work. It's totally a job.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you were when they were getting you to fill in on drums, and then when they finally asked you, were you like, finally, or were you like, oh, awesome, I get to be in the band?
I think it was a Scully show. There's a place called Scully's in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sweet venue. And I was filling in. It was for some local
radio station.
Radio station.
Has like maybe 500-600 people. Cool rock club.
Cool.
We had a great show.
So not only did I get to fill in, I got to fill in for a cool gig.
Yeah.
And then after the show, they kind of presented the idea to me.
Because he was on the record we were touring and promoting.
Okay.
And they were starting to. We want to have the people on the record.
Yeah.
Live.
Yeah.
So that's when that happened.
That's great. Because here in Austin, there's a lot of people are in like five different bands. Everyone's in like five different bands.
Yeah.
Like, you do this. I mean, I'm in three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little similar. I mean, everyone has different, like, Chris and I, this is our main project.
Okay.
Like, Billy and Jeff, like, you guys have a lot of other stuff going on, too.
Yeah.
But it's also just to survive as a musician. You kind of have to.
You do.
That.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to kind of have the hustle.
You can't.
To me, it also makes you appreciate. You don't feel like you're in a pressure cooker as much.
Yeah.
You appreciate when you come back to the thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's refreshing.
Not even if it's better or worse. It's just, it's like, oh, you get a different, you get to present your, you know.
Yeah.
Angela and I have definitely focused on this project 100% just to make sure that we don't leave any.
Someone's got to.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Because
I used to be in a couple different things. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to.
And so that way we can push. And then Jeff and Billy, they have couple other projects that they dabble in. Billy's got his own band, Billy's Playhouse. Jeff does a lot of studio work, does a lot of session work. He's got a couple other friends and does some projects so he can supplement his income.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you know, Angela and I definitely know how important it is, especially as competitive as it is, and how important the music is to us to focus 100% of our energy on this project.
Yeah.
So that's what we do.
We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I'm the only one with kids, so I have to. Mm.
Yeah. No, I totally understand.
It comes my way.
Yeah, and we have no. It works.
Yeah, and so there's that much stuff going on in Columbus musically. Well, it's a college town, so it's got some.
Yeah, surprisingly, people don't know much about Columbus, but there's a really great music scene right now. Very, very diverse, and there's a lot of people that just make their living in Columbus on music, which is kind of rare in a lot of places.
That's great.
People don't. I guess I shouldn't. Yeah. Maybe we shouldn't say the secret out loud. But
maybe everyone will leave Austin and go there.
Right.
Is this your first trip to South by Southwest?
Second, yeah. A couple years ago, we played actually a showcase. There was a Columbus,
Right, South by Southwest.
So we did that for. We stopped in town for like one day. So what's cool about this year is we're staying here for the whole week. We have like three different parties. So it's gonna be fun.
Yeah. Do you have an official showcase?
We don't.
No.
Yeah.
One of your shows? This will come out on Tuesday. So if you want to say your shows, or people can just go to angelapearly.com.
We are playing at the South by South Congress show.
That's a good show. There'll be a lot of people there, man.
At Dax Motor.
Cool. Yeah.
That's on the 19th, right?
It's Friday?
Thursday.
The 19th, right.
Thursday is 19th. The 20th is the hand-drawn record showcase.
Oh, great.
And that's at Brass House.
Okay.
So, yeah, those are, and then we have today's show in Driftwood, so.
Where do you stay when you guys come down here? Do you have a friend, or are you like at the Four Seasons? What's going on?
Luckily, Amy actually is hosting us for this week from putting this together. So we kind of lucked out. Normally, we would probably stay at like a KOA. Like, we do a lot of KOAs.
Do you?
Camping cabins.
I've met some people that actually, that's their, like, they just love
it.
Oh, we love
their jam,
We love it too. Because we can go like run around in the morning.
You've got your car.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right by all that gear out there.
There's not one
cheap hotels, it's so risky.
Yeah,
we all have a separate bathroom, so that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
But it's pretty simple. We do a lot of those.
And we're pretty outdoorsy. We can wake up and go running.
Yeah.
You know, work out.
Yeah.
That's great.
There's lakes.
Go fishing.
Go fishing, whatever.
That's nice.
I've never been fishing.
Your kids like the band?
Oh, they love her.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
They ate up with it. They love Angela.
Aww, they're so cute. Well, he has two
girls.
Twin girls?
Yeah.
I dated a girl that was a twin from Youngstown.
Really?
Oh, really? Yeah.
I
It wasn't your dog.
Yeah.
I hope not, too.
We might have to rewind that.
Is there anything that I should know, that the people should know more about you? I want to come see. I'm looking forward to seeing your set.
Yeah. I don't know. We have a lot of fun playing. I think people are always... I play the musical Saul. I don't do it on that many songs because you don't want to overdo it.
But, no.
But that's always something that people are always kind of like and are always interested by.
You know, that's it. I mean, do people call you and go like, hey, I got a thing. Will you come and saw for me?
Yeah.
I mean, there's like a guy here in town. Like, there's one guy that is like totally badass. And anytime you hear a saw on a record made in Austin, it's this dude, Jeff Johnston.
Really?
Yeah, swear to God.
You got it.
I've done a couple recordings, but yeah, it's more, there's not, I guess in Ohio, there's not too many saw players whatever, but there's a lot around.
I mean, you got to have a good ear.
Because
it's like a theremin. There's an invisible. Exactly. You can't put your finger somewhere and it's going to be the right note.
I feel like it's more of like a melody. Like, I feel like I love melodies. So I feel like if you love, like, if you're melodic and like more so melodies, then you can easily kind of transfer, slide into the note.
It just seems like you'd have to, like, you'd really have to have such a great sensitivity to bend a step or half step. You know what I mean?
The hardest thing is just when you're first learning, like the right angle and the right bend. But then once you have it, then you're,
Have you ever seen people play saw, Christy?
I've seen it.
It's pretty weird.
It sounds awesome.
Yeah, it does sound awesome.
I've developed
It's like the saddest sound.
It is sad. That's why I was drawn towards it, because it was kind of like a haunted kind of like...
Yeah,
you're right. It sounds like a theremin.
The acoustic theremin.
Amazing.
But I've started standing. I realized there's...
How do you stand in place? I've never seen anybody do that.
This might be the first one time.
Yeah, I didn't have... A lot of times I'd forget to bring a chair. There would be a chair around. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to stand and play it. So I kind of I do almost like a squat and I stand, which is actually fun. Now I'm really used to it.
You've been doing that ever since. Yeah. I've never seen you sit and play.
I used to
sit.
Do
you think you can sit and play now, or is that?
I can. Now I'm used to standing though. But if it's just like a relaxed setting.
Are you going to saw it out today?
Yeah, actually, we are going to put one song that's going to include the saw today.
All right, well, you guys have to play pretty soon, right?
Yeah.
We got
another band than us.
Yeah.
Your debut album, Hey Kid, and you guys have put out 4 EPs. Hey Kid came out last year. Anything that I'm missing? People can find this album on iTunes,
on
Spotify,
everything.
All the places that you need to find music. AngelaPurley.com is the website.
Yes.
And you guys are the Howlin' Moons.
That's right.
So there's nothing I'm missing?
No.
Well, I hope you guys enjoy your trip here and have great shows, and I look forward to hearing your new album.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
Awesome, right? Angela Purley and the Howlin' Moons, man. I had a great time talking to them, and they played a fantastic set, and she did play Saw standing up. It was pretty unbelievable. I've got a picture of it. I will post it on the How Did I Get Here Facebook page. Listen, I know there's a lot of new listeners out there. I hope that you're enjoying the show. Usually this show is one long conversation with one artist, but I was having a good time at the Beats Delicious thing, and I wanted to go out there and have a little conversation with each of these bands. Hopefully I will be able to sit down with all of these bands at some point and do a full-on show. But that's normally what this is, just a zany conversation with people that I enjoy, such as Angela Purley and the Howlin' Moons. Go to angelapurley.com and find out what's going on with this Columbus, Ohio band that is absolutely fantastic. I enjoyed their show immensely. Next up, Topher Moore, fantastic singer-songwriter from Los Angeles. He was a sideman for years with Mayer Hawthorne, Brooklyn Zoo from Wu-Tang, Alice Smith, and many other artists. He's originally from Ann Arbor, moved to New York, then made his move to Los Angeles. Now he's doing a solo thing, and he's out there. He's got some records out. You can find out about him at tophermoore.com. That's M-O-H-R. That's how he spells Moore, and Topher, T-O-P-H-E-R. Tophermoore.com, a great conversation. I really enjoyed talking to him. I thought we had a great connection. He had a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful guitar from the 30s, he said. Great guitar. Anyway, we had a great conversation. I want to thank Christy Olberding again for taking those great photos. You can go to our How Did I Get Here Facebook page. You can find out about her through there. There'll be links and photos. So enjoy it. Enjoy my conversation with Topher Moore, fantastic musician, fantastic songwriter, and an all-around great dude. Topher Moore, let's get down.
With my fragile emotions, baby, how did I fall so far? You used loving's leverage to pry me open. Why did you run around? You run around? You run around?
When you're hanging out and not playing, what do you do? Like what? Like it's a, you go.
It's out there in life.
Yeah, yeah. No. Right. Well, it seems like you're really busy, always doing something.
I am. I have my partner and I have a studio, and we were. Do a lot of producing bands.
Yeah, well, who have you produced?
Michelle Chaperoe, we just did recently. Her album did really well over in Japan.
Cool.
Alice Smith, we worked with quite a bit. We're working with a singer named Sharon Leal right now. She was one of the dream girls from that movie.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that you worked a lot with Alice Smith.
Yeah.
You started working with her in New York. Is that
I
right?
did. That's okay. correct. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to do this with just my mind.
Yeah, and my production partner. Alex Elena, who plays drums in my band, too.
Okay.
That's how we met, working on her first record.
All right. And Mayer Hawthorne, you played with him for a long time.
For a long time, yeah. I toured with him for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of...
It's a lot of touring.
Yeah, but you got to do some stuff to make a living. You got to keep the hustle
you
alive.
You do. I mean, it's tough to make a living at music anymore, so I think you got to have a lot of irons in the fire.
Yeah.
And you got to be able to do a lot of things.
Yeah. You know, I got to tell you, Topher, one of the things that got me was... When I saw you go up there with your guitar, walking up to the stage, and I'd been listening to your music, I was like, "How's he gonna do this?"
Yeah, that's what I ask myself every time I try and do it.
Style of music?
No, it's not.
But you really did it.
I hope it works.
Yeah, it totally works. You get the rhythmic element of it with the way that you're playing. You're not strumming. You're not folky finger picking.
It's somewhere in between, yeah.
You're
You know
you're
what
bringing
I found?
The energy of the song.
You know what I found the secret to make it work?
Tell me.
Is almost taking a bossa nova approach.
Yeah.
You know, even with the funky stuff, just play it a little more bossa nova and it works on acoustic guitar a lot better.
Yeah. So do you do a lot of solo shows, or in LA you play with
the band?
I've
been doing it a lot more over the past year, so I never did solo acoustic shows really until the past year or so, and I've been doing it a lot more just because feasibly it's a lot easier to pull off. I love playing with the band still. I have a fantastic band in LA that I want to get out on the road and want to play with as much as possible, but just logistically it's tough sometimes.
It is tough.
So I've been doing more and more solo acoustic gigs, and it's starting to kind of direct my writing, and I think the next record is going to be a little more jazzy, a little more bossa nova, maybe a little more stripped down.
Yeah,
because I've been doing all these acoustic gigs, and I've been writing like that.
When you wrote, how did you? Because it's very soulful, it's very funky.
I'm a guitar player,
right?
First, so I would write with the guitar, but I would always be writing with the full production in my mind,
like recording at the same time as writing. Like
sometimes, usually I'd have it kind of hashed out, like. To me, writing chords, writing music is pretty easy. Writing lyrics is very difficult. So it works a lot better for me if I can come up with a lyrical idea first. Then putting music to it is much easier than the other way around. I can come up with, you know, music tracks all day, but trying to cram lyrics into that doesn't work as well.
Right. That's funny. I'm the exact opposite.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, lyrics are much tougher for me because I grew up listening. My parents listened to Simon and Garfunkel and Bob Dylan and James Taylor, so I set the bar very high lyrically, and it's difficult. And I'm not making any claims that I achieve it, but that's what I'm shooting for. And also, like, trying to get Paul Simon lyrics over a funk song is not always easy either.
No.
So you know, I'm always walking that line. Like, does it feel good? Is it?
Yeah.
But also, like, I don't want to just do ooh baby baby baby.
Right. But, you know, there is, I think that there's a thing that's happened with people that serious songwriters, you know, and they have, like, great lyrics. Still the wop-bop-a-loo-bop-a-wop-bamboo.
When it works,
kicks,
it works.
Kicks most lyrics' asses.
It
you
does.
Know what I mean?
And I think part of being a great lyric writer is knowing when it's time for wop-bop-a-loo-bop.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true. There is a time for it.
You can way overdo it. And sometimes just knowing that going... you know, on my new record about to come out, one of my favorite lyrics is "ba ba ba ba."
No, there you go.
Kind of bossa nova thing, and it goes, and that's my favorite part of the whole song.
Yeah.
And I think that's one thing I've learned a lot over the years as I've matured as a songwriter, is you know, the most complex lyric isn't necessarily the best lyric
all the time.
It's the one that that gives you that feeling. It's like that makes you smirk.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to sort of find that balance between the
you know when you're there.
Yeah, and the mind.
Mm-hmm. You know? When it happens, you get that feeling. Like,
yeah,
I'm a genius today.
Yeah. Those are great feelings.
It is.
So did you
few and far between? Yeah.
Did you do this new? When does your album come out? The new album.
So it's coming out in Japan in April, and we're working out the rest of the world still. I got a really good deal with Peavine in Japan, so they're going to put it out. And we may end up putting it out ourselves. I have a little deal with a little label called DTI out of New York.
Uh-huh.
And we want to team up with a bigger label to put it out in the States. So we may do that, but we also want to get it out. So we might just do it ourselves.
And are you still Sideman, doing Sideman stuff, like touring with anyone?
Not much. I'm doing more producing and doing my own stuff. I toured with bands for 15 years, and it was all great experiences.
All great.
But I like to write, and I like to perform my own stuff.
Sure.
And to me, producing is a lot more rewarding because I'm a lot more involved in the creative process. As I'm getting a little older, I feel like it's fun working with younger kids. And also, I can do it from my hometown.
Right.
You know, the traveling gets... I love it, but it
gets exhausting.
After 10, 15 years, it gets to be a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. But it seems like you did some tours with people that it wasn't like just a van and like...
No, they were good tours, but it's still, you know, you're sleeping on a bus every night. Yeah. Getting up and playing a show, getting up, flying on an airplane at 5 a.m.
And it's not easy to ride on the road. I've never really been able to.
It is, yeah. I actually, that is one thing. I ride a lot on the road because there's a lot of downtime and it's a lot of new scenery, new people.
That's true.
So that helps. I found that I've been a little stagnant staying at home. You know, I'm happily married and, you know, happiness is terrible for songwriting.
Yeah, it is. It's true. Yeah.
Maybe I should say comfort can be bad.
Comfort, that's exactly what it is, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I got to go get myself into trouble.
Do you have kids?
I don't have kids.
No?
I have a puppy.
Okay, that's good. What does your wife do? Does she play?
No, she does not. She is in digital marketing.
Oh, cool.
Like advertising.
Yeah.
She's going to be out here this week. She's flying out tomorrow, and she's actually speaking at an event later this week.
Oh, no way.
On a very cool subject, which I think is really important, which is how to make money through licensing, through kind of alternative channels. Because everybody's trying to get the big sync with big movies and commercials and TV shows.
Right.
There's only so many of those to go around.
Yeah.
You know, my wife's agency does a lot of kind of internal videos for corporations, like that.
But you still get money for it.
They still need music for it. You know, and it might not be $100,000, but you can make a couple grand here and there.
Yeah.
And you can piece a life together like that.
Yeah, you can.
I do sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to. Do you do any jingle stuff or out of your studio? Do you do jingle stuff or anything?
Not jingles so much. We do music for, like, we scored some documentaries recently.
Oh, great.
That's the
financial
artistic
windfall of the century, documentaries.
Yeah, jeez. Anyway, actually, it was all right, but yeah, it's not like Iron Man 8 or whatever.
Yeah.
But,
you know, I went out with this girl. She's a really awesome, amazing artist, but she, like, you know, produced and directed this amazing 10-minute documentary.
Uh-huh.
Which you just like, where is it ever going to get shown?
Right.
But I guess there are avenues for those things.
The most recent documentary we did, it's called The Dog, and it's based on the real-life guy that was the subject of Dog Day Afternoon.
With Al Pacino's character. Yeah.
And
it's a fascinating story.
It is. Have you seen the documentary?
No.
It's amazing. It's really great. And they've been working
on... What's it called?
It's called The Dog. Definitely check it out. And our friends Allison Berg and Frank Carradine put it together, and they spent 10 years on this thing, you know, totally, you know, producing reality shows and doing other stuff to make money on the side
while they've been
working on this. And it's a labor of love, but luckily now I think it's getting the attention it deserves. And,
yeah.
And we were really proud to be a part of it.
It's great. Man, so you're doing a show, this is going to come out on Tuesday, so... We won't be able to talk about... Well, I mean, we can talk... Where's your show tomorrow?
Tomorrow I'm doing the Patron train station thing. I guess they've decked out a train car to look like
that's
an
awesome
opium den or something. I don't know.
They do some weird shit in my town for this
fun
festival.
Yeah, as they should.
Have you been here?
I've been here a million times.
Yeah.
I haven't been the past couple of years. I was here with Mayer a bunch of years in a row, and Custom back in the day I used to tour with.
Right. I saw that. They were from New York band?
A New York-based band,
And I got a question for you. Who moves to New York right after 9/11?
exactly.
Like, you're the only person I've ever heard of that did that.
And the funny thing is, I didn't even put that together totally until I got out there, and I was like, whoa, this place, it was amazing. It was really amazing. I did it because I had an opportunity. I got a call that there was a band looking for a guitar player, and I was 22, 23 years old. And I thought it was a great, and I thought that's what people did. I got out there and realized now it was the kind of gig that even if I lived in New York, I wouldn't have shown up to audition for this band. It was a total cattle call. There were like 50 people there.
Oh.
I ended up getting the gig though, and they moved me out to New York, ended up being a turning point in my life. You know,
yeah.
It was I was about to kind of semi-retire. I was working at a recording studio in Michigan. I was about to take over like some office manager duties. Like, I just need to work a real job and whatever. And that moved me to New York and was enough success that I could never really turn back from then.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
but
awesome.
Yeah, the 9/11 thing was crazy.
It was a funky vibe in that town.
It was really great, though. It was completely magical to me. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't depressed. It wasn't dark. It was the deepest sense of camaraderie I've ever felt in my life. And I wasn't even there for 9/11, and I felt so welcomed and embraced.
Yeah.
In an edgy New York kind of, you know, hurry up at the deli line sort of way. But I loved it. I mean, New York is still, I consider New York one of my hometowns.
You kept your phone number. I read that.
I still have my New York phone number. Yeah. I'll never give that up.
Well, I can see, I mean, like, in your heart of hearts, that if you could do what you do in LA and New York, would you?
I've maybe now lived in LA longer than I lived in New York.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, I don't think you can compare LA and New York. They're so different.
They're so different.
And I love them both. I have a love-hate with L.A. I think New York is a lot cooler to love.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot cooler to say I love New York. It's kind of cool to say I hate L.A. It's stupid. It's superficial.
But see,
the sun's always out.
Well, I don't have any problem with the sun being out. I just, it's, you know what? It's so spread out. Like, it's just,
it is. Oh, yeah. That's annoying. I mean, my studio is 3 blocks from my house. So
there
I have it good. I have a little old convertible I can drive around. And it's easy. And I'm a musician, so I don't travel during rush hour anyways.
Right.
And I'm fine with that. I feel like if people that ask me New York or LA, I should say, dude, first of all, and also New York has changed a lot, but the New York that I knew 10, 15 years ago, I'd say do New York first because it's a younger man's game. It makes you tough. It's very difficult to make a living. Everything is so expensive.
Yeah.
If you're not hustling, you're not going to make
it.
And you do that first, then you go to LA, and LA is not a cheap city either, but it seems easy after New York.
Really?
Yeah. The studio I have in LA, I couldn't have that in New York. I mean, I'd have to be making a lot more money to have it in New York.
Yeah.
Or I could have it way out in, you know, the middle of New Jersey or something.
Yeah. What part of LA are you in?
Culver City.
Okay. Do you know this guy named Bill Leffler out there?
I don't.
He has a thing called Death Star Productions with, is that guy Stacy, the drummer from, I don't know. Letters to Cleo. And then he had that band American Hi-Fi.
Okay.
Stacy Jones.
Vaguely familiar
Stacey
with
Jones.
Those bands, but no, I don't know.
No?
LA's a big town.
It was his mom that inspired the song. I'm totally joking. That was like a dad joke.
I bit.
thank you. Well, Topher, is there anything I'm missing? We can people can go to tophermoore.com.
Tophermoore.com is a good hub.
M-O-H-R.
Yes,
not
thank you.
M-O-O-R.
And Topher is like the end of Christopher. T-O-P-H-E-R.
Is that your name?
On paper.
Yeah, okay.
Christopher. Yeah, I've never.
How did you get Topher and not Chris? How do you end up with a Topher and not Chris?
My parents went on some trip like 5-10 years before I was born, and the captain of this boat had a little kid they called Topher, and my fate was sealed.
That's cool.
I've never been called Chris in my life or Christopher. It's on paper, but
when you said that your parents went on this trip, I was thinking like peyote or acid or something.
Yeah.
Like they met medicine man, and his name was Topher.
My parents are a little older, and they just missed all that. Like my mom's younger siblings were all hippies,
And
I relate to them in a lot of ways like that. But my mom like wore poodle skirts, I think, and.
But they're cool with you, right? They think you're...
They're fascinated with me, I think. They're very supportive.
Exactly that,
They're very supportive, and they're very cool with everything I'm doing. And they're glad that I'm not in a ditch somewhere, I think.
But they're not like, hey, you know, the insurance company is hiring.
Not anymore.
Okay, but that was going for...
I mean, I've been doing this for 20 years.
I think that happens to all of us, yeah.
You know, my late teens, early 20s, we went through a little bit of a rub at times.
Yeah.
But they've always been super supportive.
Yeah. Well, man, it's great to meet you, and I love your music. I love the sound, and I really was blown away with your ability to translate the sound of your records to a solo acoustic show.
Well, look for the next one. The next record's going to be called Flowers with a PH, and it'll be coming to a city near you soon.
Yeah. All right. Thanks.
Cool, thanks so much.
Cool, man. Yeah, I like a soul funky dude, my man, Topher Moore, great guy. He did translate that stuff to acoustic really, really well. I know that's hard to believe when you listen to it, and I was blown away, and he's a real pro. So look for him, TopherMoore.com. All right, next up, Skinny Lister. They're a six-piece folk band from the UK. They're a really great band. They were added on as a special guest at the very last minute, like the secret special guests. And they were fantastic to talk to. I talked to Lorna and Tom and Mule, which is short for Samuel, in the bridal suite. And we had a great conversation. They're a fantastic band from the UK. They're here for South by Southwest. Look them up at skinnylister.com. They've been on the Vans Warped Tour. They've played in Japan. They tour all over Europe. They've toured the States. They're doing it, man. They have a new album coming out called Down on Deptford Broadway, which is coming out in the UK on April 20th. I think it comes out in the US then, too. All right, so check it out. This is a great conversation. This is my last conversation I had in the bridal suite there. So, you know, I had a great time at the Beats Delicious Festival. I want to thank Amy and all the gang there again. And, of course, a very special thanks to Christy Olberding for taking all the photographs. Please go to the How Did I Get Here Facebook page and check it out. Or go to ChristyOlberding.com and check out her photos and hire her for stuff. She's a great hang and she works really well. She's very agreeable and very cool. All right? Let's talk to Lorna, Tom, and Mule from Skinny Lister all the way from the UK. Check them out this week at South by Southwest if you're here. All right? Let's talk to them. Let's get down.
I like that I call him Chef, like Sir Gordon Ramsay. Chef Gordon gets real mad on shows and goes, donkey! Like to people. Is that donkey. Something that, yeah.
Donkey.
The way you said donkey made me think of that.
Okay. Yeah. I have no respect for Gordon Ramsay.
So, is this...
He's a donkey. Mule is called Mule because his name is Samuel.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not really offensive, but sometimes it's subtly offensive.
If I describe him as a donkey, that's not very nice. But it can also be a compliment, can't it?
I don't know how.
Hung like a...
No. Potentially. That's only a word.
You've also got a cat named...
Not that I know about that.
There's a cat named... Two cats named after me now.
Yeah. And he's allergic to cats.
Yeah. Where we're staying, we always stay in the same place.
Uh-huh.
And our host, Dave Dale, has got two cats. And one of them's called Sam and the other one's called Mule. And the funny thing is, I'm morbidly allergic to cats.
So it's not funny at all.
So, yeah, very funny.
So this is not your first time to the States?
No.
Okay.
We've been all over. In fact, I was just talking to someone that was from Huntsville, and she thought, there's no way that you're going to know where Huntsville is. But we had a really cool gig there at Yellowhammer Brewery, in fact. Just a one-off, weird, crazy gig.
How much do you guys come here and tour?
We've been here quite a bit. We've toured... well, we first came to South By and did a small tour. And then from that, we got Warped Tour and we signed our first record, Forge and Flag, into Side One Dummies. And then from that, we...
Side One Dummy.
Side One Dummy. Yeah, that could be offensive.
Just one.
Oh, no, they're great. And then from Warped Tour, we got a support tour with Flogging Molly. And we played, we've opened up the main stage at Coachella. We played Bonnaroo, Summerfest. We supported the Dropkick Murphys. So, yeah, we've done quite a fair amount of the States. We bloody love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you played South by Southwest before?
Three times. This is our third time. So everything that we've done.
So you guys are pros, like old South by Southwest pros.
Old hands.
Yeah.
Definitely. We stay in the same place as well, which is great. So
yeah.
It's our home from home.
It's great for them, but not for you guys.
Yeah.
So you have a new album, Down on Deptford Broadway? Is that
That's
the way you say it?
That's the way you say it. Well
like,
done.
Like it's in Chinese or something. I'm just going to say, where are you guys from in England?
Well, I'm from Midlands and my brother Max is as well. Mule's from South Coast. Tom's from somewhere.
well, I live in Brighton.
Live in Brighton, South Coast again. We're from all over. And we sort of met originally in London.
Okay.
So that's, and then we picked up Michael, who's from Hawaii, on the Warp Tour. So, yeah, we're all a mixture, really.
That's awesome, though. I mean, do you get along well? Yeah, obviously, there's six of you. I'm in a band with seven people.
Yeah.
And I've been in bands, like, my whole life. And I've never had one. That one's, for some reason, we all get along.
I think it's better when there's more people, to be honest. And there's less people, it's more difficult.
You don't, you can't form alliances against one guy. Yeah.
You can't go off in little groups.
Yeah.
So more people is better.
Yeah. And then people kind of pair off.
Yeah.
A little bit, you know.
Yeah, buddies.
Yeah. And you travel well together. Obviously, you all seem happy. You're all having, like, cocktails on your first day of South by.
I like how you say cocktails.
Well, I wanted to make it sound romantic. I don't know. Drinking some weird thing I don't even know.
I know. I've never
That could have been iced tea.
Green
if I...
beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it?
Okay. Ham's pills.
It's brightly happy and flavorful.
So your Hands album, Down on Deptford Broadway, comes out on the 20th of April.
That's correct. Yes.
Does that have something to do with weed? No? You guys, they don't have that in England.
We, no, I sound like we, a dumb American. You meant weed. Yeah,
weed. We've got lots.
Oh, no, 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 no. No, but they, here they have that thing. It's 420. They're just, hey, dude, it's 420, man. And it's like the code for a guy with weed in California or something. And then it turned into people at 420. Now, on 420, there's these giant smokeouts everywhere and everything.
No, it's because we say 20th of April.
Oh, okay.
we don't.
You say 24.
No, we say 20th of April.
Okay.
We wouldn't say 24.
Yeah, we do day, month, year, not month,
and we wouldn't
year.
Call it four.
Right.
Which is
really
confusing.
Everyone else in the world does that, except us.
Yeah,
right?
It's really confusing.
So. Same thing with
I
miles.
I have to really think about it.
That's right.
Yeah, I have to count through my months and go, right.
Yeah.
Anyway, down on Deptford Broadway. Deptford Broadway is the place in London where the band sort of got together.
Okay.
So that's why it has some significance.
And this is your second full-length record?
Correct. Correct.
I saw a video for a song called Kathy. It was a really great video. Who is that guy? Like,
he's my new favourite person in all the world, Glenn Vaness. Yeah, he's born and bred Hastings, which is an old fishing town, which is where Muir grew up.
Yeah.
And I live there now. And it's an amazing place, isn't it, Muir?
And do very tasty jelly deals.
Oh, God!
That's why you won, wasn't it? Because
I've never had a jelly deal in my life.
You've been eating you all your life?
No, I never had one before. Okay. None of us had a jelly deal for a day.
Well, we all thought Max was going to win because he likes... do challenges and competition, but Mule cleaned up. You were terrible.
Really
he went. Tom wins best shot for having like a bit of eel skin. Oh, it was vile, and the pub stank afterwards. But it's the roughest pub in Hastings. It's not rough's not the right word. Although people are pretty crazy in there, and you get an all sort a collection of people, but they've adopted us as their, you know, as one of their favorite bands.
Oh, that's good.
I love going in there now. Yeah, there's always dancing on the table, even if it's a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah,
it's a good fun pub.
So when you guys get back, how many shows are you doing here during South by?
Six, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
When's your official showcase, do you know?
Thursday.
Okay. Where at?
Lambert's.
Yeah, Lambert's. I just played there last Friday.
Oh, did you?
What? Yeah. People can go to your website, skinnylister.com, has the dates. If people are listening to this the day it comes out or the week it comes out. If not, you guys are going back to the UK and then heading out on tour all over Europe.
Yeah, with Chuck Reagan. Really excited.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, no, we love Chuck, so we're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do you notice, what's the differences between, I know this sounds is a trite question, but it's interesting to know, what are the differences between touring in Europe and touring in the States? I heard in Europe the chicks don't follow you from city to city. Except her.
They don't describe me as a chick.
They don't?
No,
I
don't.
I didn't mean to.
What's
I'm sorry.
The difference?
I thought it was funny.
Oh, no, it's nice.
Europe and the US is pretty good. It's just like England's the worst one.
Yeah,
England. The big change is like England's not as nice as everywhere else. Everyone else treats you nicely, gives you nice food.
I like it, but you don't treat you well.
I can't even begin to tell you how the opposite is from people that go and tour and they go, like, Johnny, man, we got to come. I've co-wrote a record and played on a record with someone who's there. The record just came out last Tuesday, and she's there touring on it, and she wanted to take me because she was saying it's so much better than the States.
Oh, really? Oh, they treat you so nice. Everyone just like, looks after us nicely.
Maybe it's because we're coming in from different countries. Yeah.
That's it. They treat, if you're just English and you go to England, they just don't care.
Yeah.
But the audiences are good fun.
Yeah.
Like, playing-wise, the audiences are fun, and they're drunken. But, you know, we find that... I mean, the most radically different place is Japan.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you guys played Fuji Festival. Yeah, what is that like?
Yeah, we played Fuji Rock and Asagiri Jam last year. It's incredible, just amazing, but in a completely different way because we released our album the week before we went out to Fuji Rock and we've got 5,000 people all doing exactly whatever I do on stage. They're copying it and they're not really drunk and falling all over the place and rabbling. They're just all coordinated.
Yeah.
And they all join in with all the words and everything. And that's an incredible experience. But then, you know, you come to America and everyone's drunk. And I like that as well. But
it's just
a totally different thing. But in America, everybody's really positive. And like you say, you can have girls drive like 9 hours to come and follow all your shows and try and get off with one of the members or
whatever. You be careful, dude.
Yeah, I have to fend them off.
I know. I can tell.
He's 100% of what women want, apparently, in a man.
It's true.
It's the shorts, I think, that are doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
The knobbly knees.
So, how long are you guys here? Just for the week?
Yeah, unfortunately. It's really... I mean, we haven't... We came back last in June to play Bonnaroo and Summerfest and do our own headline tour of the East Coast. So we're going to make the most of these 6 shows and they're going to be all over social media. We'll be tweeting away and all
the
people rest
can
of
find
it,
you guys on Twitter and on Facebook.
Stuff, yeah.
But skinnylister.com is your website. It's comprehensive. I found out a lot of information about you on there.
Yes, if you want to read all about us, read it there. But we're planning to come back in September and do a tour then as well. So
great. Well, we will look for you. Maybe when you come back through Austin, we can sit down and do a regular... This show's usually like an hour and a half.
Oh, that would be cool. We'll definitely come through Austin. Yeah. We love it. Yeah.
It's really nice meeting you. Am I missing anything before you go? They can see the video for your song, Kathy, which is off your new album, on your website, and then also your album, Down on Deptford Broadway.
Yeah, you can pre-order that now.
On the 20th of April.
In Groove's Next Mile.
Nothing to do with it.
Oh yeah,
24.
When you pre-order the album, you get a single download.
Yeah, you get. Yeah. I think you get Kathy, and you get another one, Trouble on Oxford Street, and you can find those both on YouTube and Kathy's on Vivo, I think. So it's all there. It's all there.
Well, thank you guys for doing the show, and I can't wait to see you guys.
Yeah, no, we're gonna have fun.
Thank you.
To miss up the drink and the fists and the feet. There was trouble on Oxford Street, my sweet. There
Skinny Lister. I like talking to them, man. They were fantastic. What a great band, man. Go to skinnylister.com if you're here during South by Southwest and find out where they're playing and get out and see them, man. They are an amazing band with a great energy, like a high energy folk rock band. Skinny Lister from the United Kingdom. All right, I want to thank Beats Delicious, Amy, and all the gang over there at Beats Delicious for having me. I want to thank all the bands Wild Adriatic, Angela Purley and the Howlin' Moons, Topher Moore, and of course, Skinny Lister. And I want to give a very special thank you to Christy Olberding, who took all these fantastic photos of the interviews. You can find them on the Facebook page, or you can go and also find her at ChristyOlberding.com. Okay? All right. Thank you so much for listening to this show. And once again, really, thank you. That was a great, great, great festival. I was I'm very grateful to have been invited, very grateful to have gone. I hope that all of you are enjoying yourself by Southwest. It's completely insane out there. I want to remind you that I will be once again doing another event at the Lucky Lounge this Saturday, March 21st, it's the Merch Cat Indie Showcase with Ten Commandments, Wild Adriatic, Sphinx, and Iron Tom. I will post some stuff on the Facebook page about that. Find out about it. I will be hosting, introducing the bands, and also doing some interviews. All right? Thanks again. Beats Delicious Festival and all the bands. Let's hear some more music from Skinny Lister. And I hope you guys have a great South by Southwest. And enjoy. There's more interviews coming on Friday. You'll hear from the Accidentals. All right. Skinny Lister. South by Southwest 2015. It's on. Let's get down.
Please excuse the bruises. Drink, got me into this. I didn't know where I was. Oh.
my sweet, push my looking in on me off my feet. There was trouble on Oxford streets. I lost a little blood and a couple of teeth. And there was hassle on Oxford streets. I really left to watch my cheek. It went off like crack to a like Rocky Balboa. I didn't know where I was. Please excuse the bruises, drink got me into this. I didn't.